Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Brachos 33, talking about vengeance. Rabbi Elazar answers and says that vengeance, when meted out against Hashem's enemies, is important. As Ula explains, that the two mentions of vengeance in the verse refer to Hashem repaying the reward of those who followed him and the punishment of those who opposed him. For good, as it is written, he appeared from Mount Paran, which is used as the source that teaches us that the other nations rejected the Torah. This is also the basis for the ruling that an idolater cannot collect damages when an animal belonging to a Jew damages his property. And for punishment, as it is written, O God of vengeance, Hashem, O God of vengeance, appear. So when it comes to anger, when it comes to vengeance, when it comes to revenge, it's very easy to give into the anger, to give into the vengeance, to give into the need for revenge. Our knee-jerk reaction, the first thing we want to do when we're slighted is to lash back out and do something back. A lot of times there's such things called righteous anger, which Rabbi Foreman talks about in a great course, especially related to Tisha B'Av, and how when a person offends you, a person hurts you, sometimes you feel like it's justified to be angry. Sometimes it's feel like he deserves to have revenge against him. He deserves to have it. But really, the harder thing and the better thing is to actually swallow that anger and to actually not bottle up the anger, because that's not a good trait, but to find a healthy outlet to release the anger without releasing it on the person that was the cause of that was the stimulus. Really, we should be on such a high level, halavai, that we don't even get angry, we don't get provoked. I think the sage Hillel or somebody was tested many, many times, especially by a charlatan or by a commoner who wanted to test his anger and kept bothering him, especially during his Shabbos preparations, when we know the Yetzer is stronger, especially on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov when we're trying to get ready. But Hillel did whatever he could, his utmost, to fight that anger. Even many, many times he was provoked, he still found a way. I'm not saying we all are on that level, definitely not me. But at least one level what we could do is fight that anger, fight that need for vengeance or revenge when we feel provoked. Count to 10, take a step back, see how you could source that anger out, maybe take a brisk walk or a run or sleep on it. Best things done when not responded right away, like that famous story of the guy who almost hurt his own son, but he slept on it and then made sure not to hurt anybody. So do what you can to try to fight the anger as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 34 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.